Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Honey, this here is the fruit, just like you said. Gigantic fruit. Two men had to carry a thing of grapes. Nevertheless, we know what you said, but this here is what we saw. This here is what we looked at. In spite of the fruit, the messengers couldn't get past the dangers they had seen. What they had seen. They relied on their senses. And you know, whenever you rely on your senses, I can guarantee you, you're going to fall into fear. Because the world is full of it. Now, on the other hand, in verse number 30, if you'll get that up from Numbers 13, verse 30, we see that Joshua and Caleb saw the situation differently. And Caleb steeled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." Now they saw the same thing the others saw. Huh? Or they looked at the same thing the others saw, but one looked at it from one perspective, and they were looking at it from the based on the promise that God gave. See, no matter what it is, no matter what it looks like with the senses, you got to go back and pull out that promise that God gave and base where you go from here on that promise. It's always going to look. So you can't be governed. We cannot be governed by senses. All right? So, What these reports, look at Numbers 13, verse 31 and 32. I'm going to show you why it's one main reason why it's so important that we're not governed by senses. Look at verse 31 and 32. "But the men that went up with them said, 'We are not able to go up.'" How many did they do that? They shoot themselves in the foot, ain't drew one sword. Just because what you saw intimidated. "We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we are." And they brought up an evil report of the land they had searched under the children of Israel, saying, "The land..." Now they just said the land was fruitful, flowing milk and honey. Now they changed. See, that's what fear will do to you. It causes you to lie. Get it back up. "The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eats up the inhabitants thereof. All the people that we saw in are men of great stature." Is that the last verse in that? There it is. "And there we saw the giants, sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we in our own sight were as grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight." They said it right there. They just said exactly what was going on. "We look like grasshoppers in our sight. So we look like grasshoppers to them too." That's pretty much what it was. How you see you. That's why you got to uncover and dig up the authentic you. Because the authentic you is made to walk by faith. And not by sight. The just shall live by faith. The new you, the created you, the new creation you, the original you, the you before the world defined you, the you before the world beat you down, the you before all the trauma molded and shaped you into whatever you are now, that real you that's up under all of that. I tell the story of when I was in Massachusetts working at the insane asylum, and that lady slapped me. All y'all heard the story before. You've heard it many times. had to get over it. But when everything shifted, when I looked into that lady's eyes, she was much older than I was. I saw a five-year-old. Literally, I saw a five-year-old girl. She was about 35. But trapped in there because of the trauma, she never got past five. How many are trapped today because of fear, because of trauma? Well, my endeavor today through Holy Spirit is to get you out, to get you on the right path, to get you healed, to get you whole, to get you moving in your destiny and purpose. Amen? So with those reports, the men literally defamed and slandered the promised land. And, you know, when you do that, when God gave you a promise, you say, no, I can't do that. You know, it's not just, no, you not willing to do something and you reneging on something. No, you know what? It makes God angry. This is what people don't understand. It's not like God, okay, well, okay, baby. No, God gets angry. God gave you a promise. And here you're talking about, I can't do that. Child, I'll never be able to do that. God gave you a promise. See, think about it. When God gave you a promise, yeah, there's going to be giants in the land. That's what the wilderness was all about, to teach you that man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. But if all you've done through the wilderness is complain, you didn't learn the lesson. And that's why you're stuck. Don't get offended. Stuck on stupid. Ever been there? I've been stuck there before. God had to deliver us. Look at somebody and tell them, what you looking at? Verse 33, they said, we saw. Their senses screamed the giants were huge, and they reacted accordingly. The giants, because their testimony, what they felt like they saw, became a big problem. Now, it might not be the Anakim. What is the giant that you face? What is the mountain that you face? Is it financial? Is it physical? Is it medical? All the same to God. Why are you accepting this? It's a giant. Oh, the giants in the land. Why are you accepting it? Joshua and Caleb said, listen, let us go up at once, because they weren't thinking about anything but what God said. Understand, I don't want you to get away from it. When we don't believe God, when God has shown us and we don't believe, it's not like God just smiles and smirks and says, okay, no, it makes God angry. It's a terrible thing to fall into the hands of an angry God. Now, he going to love you, but, you know, mama loved you too, right? And she whooped your behind when... Didn't want daddy to whip you. Well, I'll go ahead and whoop him, mom. Don't. Please don't tell daddy. Their senses reacted to natural information. Hear me. And they fell into fear. They questioned God's omnipotence. Is God all powerful or is he not? Huh? Their senses reacted to natural information. Fell into fear, questioning, is God? He was omnipotent while we were in the wilderness. He was omnipotent when we got these grapes, but when we saw the giants, all of a sudden he's not omnipotent. God then changed up on us. Because of that, listen closely, because of that, an intense atmosphere of fear reigned over Israel after the 10 spies brought that report. Who you messing it up for? Who you blocking? Who you misleading with your unbelief? And you're supposed to be an influencer. Ask somebody, what you looking at? I'm going to keep reminding you, it's important what we're looking at. Are you looking into the promises? Or are you looking into the mountains and the giants and the opposition? Numbers 14, verse 9. Let's look at that quickly. While you're getting there, don't fear or doubt God's protective power. Why have you settled? Why have you settled? You're looking at natural stuff, the natural information, and it hadn't even gone to the Word. Spend all the time on the natural information, but not the Word of God. Well, imagine what if you shifted that and did allow the Word of God to do what it would do, how that would impact your life, change your life, change your testimony, change lives of people around you when they know only God could do that. But yet we let the natural information, what we saw with our eyes. Child, I saw them too. Numbers 14, verse 9. This is Caleb and Joshua. Only rebel not against the Lord, neither fear the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. I need y'all to say something. Look at somebody and say, fear not. Fear not. Let me know you're still there. Fear not. The fearful report, listen to me, the fearful report of those spies, because God had brought them through so much, and God wanted to do so much in that land and prove himself God, the fearful report brought or incurred God's wrath. Chapter 14, verse 32. Chapter 14, 32. But as for you, your carcasses, they shall fall in this wilderness. That's what happened to the 10 spies who brought back the evil report. Now, I know that's the law. And then, like I said earlier, God's still going to love you. Your carcass ain't going to fall in the wilderness. But what about destiny and purpose? What about the reason we're here? What about your potential? What about all that? Do we just glide on through and trust God sometimes for the little things? And when the giants show up, Or do you hold fast to that promise? Are we agents of change?
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.